Oh, I think if you're talking about mining, like he was, as he's reported as talking about iron ore, gold, and things like that, I think the economics are just absolutely against it at the moment for a couple of reasons. One is you've got no infrastructure down there. You haven't got any towns, roads, airports, railway lines, anything like that. You're a very, very long way away from the markets. And most of the, I mean, I've never heard of anybody finding any gold down there. It's one of the things that, as a geologist, I get frustrated when we can work down there for 40 years, not find these things, and a politician goes there and finds them on his first trip. They're so far away from the coast that you'd have to develop an enormous infrastructure and it'd be just cripplingly expensive.
And do you see the economics of that changing in the near future? Or do we foresee any kind of technology that could totally change the equation?
One can't say no to that question, but if you're talking in the terms of a few decades, I can't see any reason in the world why we would want to look at the coal or iron ore that's down there, because it's low grade compared with what's mined back here on a standard basis, and that we've got lots and lots of for a long time.
There is a treaty in place banning any mining for the next 50 years. Can you tell me how that treaty works and how widely respected that treaty is by countries around the world?
Well, it's even a bit more complex than that, because there is a thing in place, the overarching one, is a thing called the Antarctic Treaty that came into being in 1961. And that's been one of the world's most successful international agreements, in that there are something like 40 countries or whatever have signed it. And this idea of going down there and mining as an Australian territory causes a problem in relation to that, because there are only five countries in the world that recognise our territorial claim down there anyway, and even the other members of the Antarctic Treaty don't recognise that, so that if you went in and put in an infrastructure and said we're mining material in Australian territory, you'd probably get a fairly strong international reaction, and I suspect there may even be an international reaction to what Senator Joyce has said already.
So just in relation to how well respected that treaty is by other countries in the world, if senators in Australia are considering this, are there other countries considering mining there, and what would stop them from doing the same thing?
There is one sense in which nothing could stop anybody actually going in and mining that, even in the stuff that's in the Australian Antarctic Territory. Anybody could go in and do it if they wanted to, but the international trouble that they would get into for that is pretty significant, because the Antarctic Treaty includes most of the world's population. There's China and India and the United States and Russia, and all the big players in the game are parts of that treaty. Now, within the Antarctic Treaty, there's another thing that's called the Madrid Protocol, which is the one that you're referring to, which has said there will be no mining or hydrocarbon activity in the Antarctic for 50 years starting in 1991. To my mind, That's pretty safe as far as any of these hard minerals on shore are concerned. The only area where there's a possibility, I think, of some reinterpretation of that in the future is the possibility of offshore gas, but there's been no discussion about that.
Now, in a counter move, the Greens have called on Australia to support Antarctica being put on the World Heritage List in a bid to make it a world park and to protect it from further development. Sounds like a good idea, given that it's a fairly unique, relatively pristine part of the world. What's your perspective on this?
Well, I don't think anybody knows what a world park is, for a start. I mean, this idea has been around for a long, long time. And if you wanted to promote that idea, you've got to show that it's a better idea for managing the Antarctic than the current system that's in place. And I don't think that you would get any general governmental movement that said of the world park or whatever it is better than the current system that's in place, which had been working exceedingly well since the early 1960s. And there's a possibility at any time now that a nation could ask for a renegotiation of the Antarctic Treaty, but there's no hint that any nation's going to be doing that, as far as I'm aware. The first time it could have been renegotiated was after 30 years, which would have been 1991, and nobody called for any changes at that stage.